Did you make an entire Thanksgiving dinner for a bunch of people this year, even though there were just a few of you eating it? Well, today's advice is for you. It comes from Susanna Goodman.
I'm an artist and potter and community organizer in Detroit.
Oh, and you may have noticed the new intro music. Friend of the show, Artemis Samuel, suggested we pick out some Food Friday-specific theme music. That's what this is. Okay, on to Susanna's advice.
When you make enough food to freeze some of it, which you should, whenever you're cooking something that you're really excited about, especially in COVID times, you should make enough to freeze it because you're going to get tired of cooking.
For sure.
You're probably already tired of cooking.
Yeah.
But if you make enough to freeze it, make sure that when you put it in the freezer, you label it. But not just label it with like, with gusto and flair. Because so often when you're hungry and you don't feel like cooking, and you like open your fridge or you open your freezer, you're like, ugh, this frozen thing.
None of it is exciting.
No, it doesn't look good and it doesn't inspire you to want to defrost it. And you don't think it's going to be good. But if you write more on the label, like zesty coriander chutney or that one time you made gravy with grandpa, you know, if you like attach both a story or like some descriptive words to it, it makes the whole act of defrosting an exciting thing because you're kind of you get to relive that moment.
And it gets you kind of past that hump of this is boring leftovers to, oh, I remember this was great.
Totally. And then you can even like build it into your meal planning too of like, oh, this week I get to defrost this thing that I remember from so many months ago. Or
I love that. How did you figure this one out?
I actually figured it out when my grandparents stopped being able to really cook for themselves super regularly. So whenever I would visit them, I'd make these big feasts and like freeze in like good 2-person portions all the different elements of the meal. And to motivate them to defrost it, I would just like put the date and a little note for them on it. And then they could just, I just imagined them navigating their freezer feeling less like disabled and more like enabled to relive the family meals that we've had together. Aww. But it's also been really helpful in COVID.
Yeah. That's a really nice granddaughter thing to do. Thank you, Susanna Goodman. And this reminds me, I want to start collecting your grandparents' best advice. What did they tell you that sticks with you? Let me know by calling the hotline, 844-935-BEST. That's 844-935-BEST. I'll talk to you soon.